Hello, Corina, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Externis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, Irene. Thanks for inviting me and congratulations for this project.
Let's start with a deep and multiple choice question, which is, Corina, who are you?
So my name is Corina. I'm 30 and I come from Italy. I grew up in a small town in the north of Italy, close to the Swiss border. When I was 19, I moved to Milan, where I started my university. There I got my bachelor degree in biomedical engineering. And then for my master, I moved to nuclear engineering, where I focused on nuclear technologies. And then I was looking for a master thesis, and I applied at CERN. And I got there a position as a technical student. So I started my CERN adventure 5 years ago. So I moved to Geneva and I worked there a bit more than a year as for my master thesis project. And after I graduated, I decided to apply for a PhD in physics. And I got this position in this project between CERN, the University of Jyväskylä in Finland, and ETH in Zurich. So during the last 4 years, I've been moving a lot among these three cities and jumping around.
So once you left CERN, at least physically, what do you miss the most from CERN?
Well, many things, but I guess the things that I miss the most are the people. CERN is a very unique environment, and people there are really smart and active, so they like to organize many things, and the discussions are always very interesting. There is a very nice ritual at CERN, which I used to like a lot, which is the meeting in Air One on a Friday, after Air One is the main restaurant of CERN. So young people used to go there to have a beer after a long week. And this is very nice and it's very helpful to release stress and meet new people and create new friends. And sometimes we were bringing the volleyball net and mounting it, and we were playing volleyball there. So, this is something I miss a lot because they were nice moments.
So, Corina, can you tell us any anecdote from your days as a CERNie?
Yes, of course, there are a lot, but I would like to tell you one which I think it's quite peculiar. So last year in June, the president of the Italian Republic, Sergio Mattarella, came to visit CERN. So the organizer invited the Italian community to attend the event, and he managed to get a spot there and to attend the speech. So there was the general director of CERN and several authorities and very famous and known professor and Nobel Prize. So, you know, it was quite an impressive environment being there. And the president gave a very nice speech where he congratulated and acknowledged us for the work we are doing and for the importance that it has for the Italian and the worldwide community. And he also highlighted the importance of the role of science and the scientific method, especially in this period where, you know, more and more is emerging some skepticism and unacceptable oppositions on the results which the scientific approach is offering. So he really incited us to keep doing our work with passion and keep going. And I remember that was, you know, was quite emotional. And I remember thinking, we are doing something big here. And I feel really glad and lucky to be part of it.
So because I know you a bit, I also know that you played football. So I'm not sure if at ETH they will have a women football team, but in case there will be one, would you join it?
Yes, I used to play football at CERN in this women football team called Scramble Legs. That was a very nice project. A very nice experience. So we we were a team of about 18 girls, and we joined the tournament with the guys, indoor and outdoor, last year. So I'm still probably not able to play football, but it was a lot of fun. And at TTH, I didn't have time to look for a team, but I joined one when I was in Finland. I joined a few times this team, but also I joined a rugby team there. So women rugby team, which was a similar project as the one we had at CERN. And that was also very fun, very a lot of fun.
And while you were working at CERN, were you in contact with any, well, with humanities, any discipline like painting, dancing, whatever?
So during my first year at CERN, I joined the photography club. So basically, they were like teaching us how to play with the camera and giving us advice in taking pictures. And the first year I joined it, and then I kept it as a hobby for myself, and I'm still doing it.
And talking, because you mentioned the advice, what advice would you give to someone like me who has just started working at CERN?
So I think from the professional point of view, what I would suggest to somebody who has just started is that it's normal to feel a bit disoriented at the beginning. So don't stress too much about it. Don't be too strict with yourself. Take your time. It's normal. Just keep working hard, and eventually you will manage to do what you have to do. Everybody has this phase, so don't stress. Definitely try to enjoy as much as you can Ginevra, because it has really a lot to offer, and people are very active and they organize many things. So go hiking, go skiing, go to the lake, and really try to jump in everything that you have the chance to. Try to profit as much as you can.
And what does the CERN experience mean to you professionally, but also personally?
So I think the CERN experience meant a lot to me from every angle of my life. Professionally, definitely, I grew up a lot as a scientist. So I became a person which I didn't imagine 5 years ago. This didn't come for free. I found myself many times out of my comfort zone in stressful situations. I had to work hard. But at the end, I always learned a lot, and there was always a great satisfaction coming out of it. So I think overall, this helped me to be a more confident person, to be less scared of things and of dreaming big. From the personal point of view, that was also a great experience. I found myself for many years thinking to be like a sponge absorbing information from the people around me. I met really smart people and women leaders, and this changed a lot the way I'm perceiving and I'm looking at the world. And also this helped me a lot to enlarge my interest. And also, of course, it helped from the languages point of view, because I improved my English and my Spanish, and I learned French. Of course, I also forgot a bit the Italian, but that's another story. It was really a great experience. I'm glad to have spent 5 years there, and I really recommend it to everybody.
Because beauty is subjective, I would like to know what is beauty for a nuclear engineer like you. And in case you find it at CERN, where did it hide?
Okay, that's a hard one. I think for me, beauty is it's something that gives me the feeling of emotional well-being, of pleasure and attraction. So I agree that is a subjective experience and a personal experience. So as the say goes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. At CERN, I found beauty at CERN in the purpose of CERN. So in the idea of using science for peace. So for me, having thousands of scientists coming from different countries with different cultures, religions, even from countries which are in conflict between them, and being able to collaborate with the unique purpose of discovering what the universe is made of and how it works, and trying to push the boundaries of the human knowledge farther and farther every day. I think this unifying collaboration is really a miracle. It's really the miracle of research, and I think it's beautiful.
Yes, it is. So let's imagine the future now, because I would like to know, what are your dreams, Cori?
Well, I have a lot. Maybe my first dream in time would be to finish writing my thesis and to defend it and get my PhD. So to close this chapter. And after that, I would like to, my dream would be to travel a bit. So now I've been thinking for some years to take part in this Mongol Rally, which is a race for charity. So basically you start from Prague, and with the car you go until Mongolia to the capital, which is called Ulaanbaatar. And you can do the route that you want. And you have about 2 months to complete the journey. Well, now it seems to be harder and harder to be able to do it next year. But definitely at some point I would like to do that.
Yes, I'm sure you'll do it. And thinking in a long-term future, what would you like to be when you grow up?
Well, it's fun because you are the fourth person who is making me this question during the last month. So I'm trained to answer to that. So what I figure out recently is that I would really like to use my knowledge and my technical skills for humanitarian purposes. And in particular, I've always been interested in disarmament, and specifically nuclear disarmament. So in the future, I would really like to actively working on this. And for this reason, I'm now thinking to pivot a bit my career after the PhD and hopefully find a postdoc project which will allow me to work on this topic.
Okay, good luck with that.
Thank you.
So this was the interview. To me, it seems like really short talk, but I really enjoy it.
Thank you. Me too.
Thank you very much, Cori.
Thanks a lot. Good luck with this project.